cancer. You got to get angry. You got to find your humanity. And you got to start fighting bitches.
Mega faggot.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
You know, when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke be billowing out.
And I don't like her now, and the next thing I'm gonna do is leave. So all you.
All right, dude, you want to explain how you almost fucking killed me in the car like 10 seconds ago?
I suppose. I was trying to figure out a burp here. It didn't work.
No, just like
I tried to swallow.
You absorbed it like your fucking twin in the womb.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's why you're so big.
Yeah, can you control your burps?
I can't control them, but I can make them louder if I have one coming.
Oh.
I can force like air in,
really?
And bring it out.
You can't burp on command.
Mm-mm.
Fake burp. Bitch burp.
Yep.
That's a bitch burp.
All right, explain to the audience.
That can't be a nugget for us.
Oh,
we're always
no,
talking
but
about
like,
nuggets.
Yeah, we're always talking about like personal nuggets that we have for ourselves, but it's just too fucking funny.
Well, I mean,
fucking, I take you to the gas station, and then we see that they have like knockoff pit vipers,
yeah,
called rattlers,
mm-hmm.
And you're like,
is that
the yes,
call?
That's what they're called.
You know, they came in like a 10-pack, all conjoined by the fucking like piece that they broke off.
Yeah,
it's like the shittiest plastic.
But I was like, dude, remember how you were saying you need to lean into the whole like.
Mm.
Pit Viper glasses thing.
Yeah. Well, it's like in the constant hunt to hunt to get pussy.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you got to do?
But you
look at
like,
the locals. Look at the local. All these river rats. They want a man with pit vipers, the Dickie shorts that have been perm pressed because he doesn't do any work in them whatsoever. Has 16
like,
dirt bikes and 5 boats. Loves Monster Energy and Fox.
Yeah, you were like, I really need to dive into this aesthetic, this dirt bike riding aesthetic.
Well, our white nationalist friend told me to do this. He was like, you should lean into this. I'm like, that's not a bad idea. It really isn't. And now I feel like I'm close to running for it.
Just
like,
the pitties, the fucking
yeah.
Monster Energy fucking dirt bike racing hoodie, the Fox hat, the Vans.
Pitties, both the shades and have 14 dogs.
Yeah, you have like 14 pit bull dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
But then like we were in the car and we were discussing like
they're like my Santa's like a reindeer, except they're all named after different liquors.
You've got
whiskey and gin.
No, you've got Jaeger and you've got fucking Tito and you got fucking
yeah. This here is White Claw. This is White Claw.
This is White Claw. He's
yeah.
blind and fucking morbidly obese.
The dog.
He's the oldest dog of the fucking.
Oh,
the five that
that's
you
White
have.
Claw.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, but we were doing a. Like I was pretending to be a woman at the bar while you were wearing this fucking outfit.
Yes. I was trying to. I was
just pretending to be like a white like woman, like college girl, like.
Yeah.
Fucking. What are you like?
No, because I was like, okay, well, imagine like me with my fucking Riz ability to slam these bitches.
Yeah.
After I spend $1,700 on the attire, because it is kind of expensive. These clothes, like
yeah.
the pit, like it's kind of expensive, but you still look like shit. That's the beauty of it.
I think the most.
So
expensive,
I go up to
no,
you.
No, the most expensive yeah. thing out of the outfit is the fucking sunglasses.
Yeah.
Everything else is like you've got it at like a. A fucking, I don't know, like
a Walmart.
A stock car racing fucking, like, you know, event.
Yeah.
Or a dirt bike fucking, you know, fucking Nitro Circus thing.
What the fuck do they call it? Where in the yeah, I got them at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. You're wearing shit like that, but you've got the Pit Vipers, which cost like fucking like $2,000.
Yeah.
But no, we were role playing in the car, I guess.
This isn't that funny. This isn't that like we
No,
can't
what's
just
funny is how hard you made me laugh and how I was eating like a fucking bear claw pastry and I had to I literally had to pull the fucking car over because I was choking and crying on the fucking thing.
I don't think I've only ever seen you pull over a couple times.
For a laugh?
For not, no, this is the first time for a laugh, but the other time was when I had to vomit in your car.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But no, you, I was just like, I was pretending to be like,
which is a what fucking this bit white girl. Was, vomit.
Yeah, I was pretending to be a fucking white girl. And you,
my risibility, you're like, I'm like, I go up to the white bitch at the bar, and my risibility is maxed the fuck out.
Yeah, you're like, what do you like to drink?
No, 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 no. You already fucked it up.
I did?
What?
So, that's crazy.
What are you doing here? What do you like to do here?
Oh, I'm just here with my bitch friends, Caitlin and Stephanie, or whatever the fuck I say.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. What do you like to drink? You like gin?
I don't like gin. I like vodka and White Claw.
Wow. I fucking hate you. I want to fuck you so bad. You want to go somewhere more quiet? And not the ladies' restroom.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the most quiet place at the bar.
We could take my dirt bike, my dad's dirt bike.
Yeah. I mean, that was.
And that's a lie, and you just have a fucking, like, Honda Civic.
No, yeah, that's what I was telling you later. Just like, dude, like, do you think these women would catch on when I take them to my Prius to pound them? I take off the Pit Vipers, like, oh, you're just a yuppie. You're a fucking yuppie. You don't even know what a dirt bike is.
You're not a yuppie.
I know, I'm not a yuppie.
I shouldn't be eating on the mic.
You're disgusting. I'm not a yuppie. But compared to the Fox retards, yeah, no, I'm a yuppie. He's a fucking normie.
He's just a fucking lame-ass liberal fat.
He's a fucking and I love saying that because I got pitties on.
I got Pit Vipers on. It makes me cool enough to say the gay slur word.
Watch me on Twitch where I rank all my dogs as pussies.
There's a Twitch
based
account
on how
now?
Fat they are. I mean, yeah, these people, they have to make money too.
No, they usually work like for a construction company or something.
Yeah, that
their
dad
idea
owns.
On
that
like
their dad
these.
Owns.
Yeah, no. They work for their dad's like fucking framing company or something.
Yeah, I was trying to.
Your whole idea on these people are kind of it's kind of skewed.
Shut
it's
the
a bit
fuck
wrong.
Up. No, it's not. Because
no,
it's
pretty close. No, it's pretty close. But it's like they work for like their dad's construction company. All they do is work on dirt bikes, and try to fuck white women named like
Sarah,
Kaylee, and Sarah. Yeah.
Yeah. I just nailed a dime piece. Her name's Becca.
She looks like a fucking, you know.
I don't know. She looks like an albino.
She looks like a lamp. She looks like a lamppost.
Yeah, she looks like a fucking lampshade.
Yeah.
Which is what he'll be wearing that night.
Yeah.
Because the Pit Vipers don't fucking work. That's the thing. If you're at a bar, it's night, you're wearing Pit Vipers in a room at night. You're just a...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's nice. It's nice that we're going to have to shit can this entire episode.
Burp, burp.
The first
five seconds
here. Yeah.
No, shut up. Don't be fucking gay.
I can't believe you made me tell that. It's my little nugget. It's my little chicken nugget. I love my little comedy nuggets, and you're like, oh, no, sell it. Sell it like your soul.
You have to. That's all we have is selling our soul, Javen. That's all we have in this fucking
no,
day and age.
No, selling is what the Jews do. We don't have to do
Listen,
that.
We have to buy.
Like... to buy everything because we're pigs.
Buy. No, sell it.
No,
every dude in the stock market.
These Pit Viper peoples, they're like fucking daddy's boys. Their lifted Ford truck is owned by their dad, and they're here on spring break.
No.
I mean, I guess, you know what's funny?
Hey, I'm home from fucking ASU. I'm here to get fucking four STDs.
Yeah. Like, that's the kind of vibe I'm
going for. I fucking hate this town.
It's such a shithole. I mean... there's the other guy.
What did
though.
I tell myself the other day in the car? I said, like, attractive women here are seasonal. They're seasonal.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
And I don't even want any of them.
I mean, what? I mean, my favorite women are in fall. Yours are the summer hoes.
Whatever. I don't fucking care.
Who
a
gives
shit.
A fuck? You fuck some slobs.
I'm asexual now. I mean, don't talk about my sex life.
Yeah, no, we don't. We don't, because you bring it up every day.
No, I don't, dude.
You bring it up every time I see you.
No, I don't. The only thing I bring up is how fat you are all the
time. That's so not true. I brought up me being fat more than... Anyway, back to Pit Vipers, you fuck. You keep fucking me here.
No.
I'm trying to make a point. These people, they're like daddy's little boy, and they're like Reddit retards. They're like making tier lists on their favorite... Their favorite seltzers. Their hard seltzers.
I don't think they're making fucking like tier. I think they're just like jerking off in a garage all day.
Yeah, but they don't even know like what a socket wrench is.
Yeah,
they don't even know that the 3/8.
They've never had a. No, I don't know. I hate them. I hate like you know the type.
I kept one of them raped my sister, and I needed to keep a bag of sugar in my car in case I ever saw his truck again, so I could just dump all the sugar in there.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Sticking it to the man.
Mm-hmm. Not, don't worry. It wasn't actually rape. It was consensual pedophilia, for all those wondering. Just to make it a little better. I know we have kids that listen to this show. So.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. My kids.
Your kids
My
in the future?
Seven kids.
Your seven kids that you're going to have in the future?
Yeah, they all have pit vipers, the mini ones.
Mm.
The ones that you put on a keychain. They're deformed. They're deformed babies that I had, and their heads are so small.
You've shrunk in their heads. You voodoo shrunk in their heads and yeah. given them tiny, like,
well,
vipers.
I mean, either my cum is bad or her pussy's fucked. I don't know what's doing it, but this union isn't working.
Yeah, it could be me working in the uranium mine for 12 years, or, you know, she's just got a fucking whack pussy.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that, though. I have 15 kids. I'm like, ugh. Either my cum's bad or her pussy's fucked. It's like, this is your fourth marriage.
This is your fourth marriage.
This is your fourth bitch. It can't be them, can it? You're only marrying women that provide inbred babies, and they're not even inbred.
Where are you finding these women? That's the real question.
Your apartment complex. There's some fucking hogs here. We saw one walk across the street the other day. She looked like she was going to roll down the hill. And she drives like a Weeaboo Camry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Speaking of cars and shit, I just fucking...
Yeah, suck the fruit pie off your
fingers. Shut up. I'm fucking...
Who's the fat one on this show?
I know. I literally got like a bear claw and a fucking like Hostess fruit pie like and a fucking strawberry milky...
Is that what you got?
Yeah, it's like a strawberry.
Oh,
fucking,
protein.
Like, yeah, okay. Protein milk. Because I'm fucking I'm fat.
So anyway, speaking of our cars, what you got?
I like was on a fucking like road trip pretty much, and I because I had to go like get my I had to go move a family member from like California to Vegas.
Mm, from attic to attic.
Yeah, from dumpster to dumpster. East coast to west coast. I fucking drove. To Vegas, and then me and my fucking uncle decide, oh fuck it, let's just have a couple beers and then we'll like crash. No, we ended up having a couple beers, staying up till 5 a.m.
Oh my god!
Mind you, I worked too, so like I was exhausted. And we're like, ah fuck it, the sun's already coming up. Let's just drive to California now.
Mm. Yeah, it was like 5 to 11, 11 to 5.
Yeah,
and work and then beer in it.
And then driving.
First mistake.
We were like, fuck, we're hungry. Let's stop before we like leave Nevada. So we fucking stop in Prim at this fucking place. I don't give a fuck about the, like outing the name or anything. But it's called Whiskey Pete's. It's this fucking shitty little place in fucking Nevada, like right there on the border. It's like the
I
last
think it was the
thing.
Main, it was the main building in New Vegas. Was that shithole?
It's in New Vegas, but
yeah, it looked
the
better
town
in the game
Prim,
than
the
in
town
real
of
life.
Prim is in fuck. Anyways, fucking they like we stopped there, and like this place makes no fucking sense. First of all, like it's a huge not even medieval. It's like fantasy like looking like fairy tale castle.
Yeah,
but it's Western themed.
Oh my god,
it's a cowboy like because hence the name Whiskey Pete's.
Right,
and fucking. It's like it makes no sense aesthetically.
It's Disneyland for fat ogre.
No, but like, there's nobody
women.
There. There's nobody there.
Right.
We get there. We pull. No, there's nobody there. We fucking get in the fucking. We get out of the car and we're like, where the fuck is everybody? There's nobody here. And fucking like, so we go inside because they have an IHOP.
Mm.
And we're like, hey, it fucking smells weird in here. There's nobody in there.
Oh,
except,
shit.
Like, a handful of, like, workers. And it's like, where do these fucking people stay? Do they stay here at the hotel? Like, what is this? So we go in there, and we go in the IHOP, and I'm, like, sitting – we sit down, and we're like, fuck, it's, like, suspiciously clean in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the first thing. It was – yeah, no. It was, like, everything was brand new.
Wow.
And suspiciously clean. And I'm like, who the fuck is stopping here? Like, I – like, what the fuck is this place? There's literally, like, Whiskey Pete's, and then there's, like, a place across the street or whatever.
Yeah.
That has, like, a fucking roller coaster that doesn't even work.
Classic. The classic Vegas move.
Yeah, but, like...
Well, that IHOP reeked of something. It looked clean, it smelled clean, but it reeked of something.
It didn't smell clean. It smelled like fucking...
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
it legit
clean.
Smelled weird in there, but like it
fuck?
Was clean as fuck. Oh, anyways, man. Like we're sitting there, fucking, we're like losing our minds. We're looking at the menu. It's like fuck, everything's $20. And then like we're sitting there, fucking, we order like a breakfast burrito and we split it between each other, and it's like the smallest fucking breakfast burrito we fucking seen. But anyways, we're sitting there waiting, and we're losing our goddamn minds because we're fucking hungover. We have no sleep. We're delirious. And my fucking uncle's, like, talking to me. He's like, dude, what the fuck is this place? Like, mm-hmm. He's looking at the fucking employees, and he's like, God, like, what is this, like, a weird fucking witness protection program, like, scenario? Like, none of these people fucking look like they belong here. Like,
yeah.
What? Like,
they're
just
like,
fucking...
shipped there, court ordered.
Yeah. And then, like, there's no, like, I'm like, there's no cars in the parking lot. Who's, like, fucking buying rooms here? Like,
yeah,
this feels like some human trafficking shit. Like, what is this, like a pedophile prison hotel or whatever?
You sent me a picture of this place. That's the first thing I said was it's a pedophile cult.
Yeah, but like the smell that was going on in that place, I was like losing my mind. I was like looking at the fucking ceiling for like a decomposition stain, like on the fucking ceiling.
Yeah, it
like,
reeked of Mossad.
Yeah, no, if there's if there was a dead body in the rafters somewhere and there's like, you can see the decomposition stain on the fucking ceiling. I was like, where the fuck are we, dude? Oh,
yeah, hopefully it drips in that tiny burrito. Get a little flavor in there.
It was like we were fucking losing our minds.
Interesting.
Like,
didn't Tony get a beer?
He did. He did get a beer.
Okay, wait. Hold the fucking phone. We got to establish the timeline here because nothing about this makes sense. So you're beering it up till 5 a.m., boozed, drunk, and you're like, fuck it. Let's drive now.
Yeah.
Okay, so you drove drunk
no.
to Prim.
No. No.
The look you gave me. The the
no.
wink and the hint.
We cannot incriminate me like that, you piece of shit.
Dumb piece of shit. Listen.
No, but like
okay,
we fucking
okay, wait, no, hold on. 5 a.m., you drive to Prim. What time is it then?
By the time we get to Prim, it's about like I want to say 7, 8 o'clock. Because we did try to stop somewhere else before we left Vegas. Before we left Vegas. We tried to stop somewhere else. They were like, no, we're not serving food. Fuck off. And we were like, okay, eat a dick, you fucking, you know, piece of shit. And so we left. And then we're like, we get back in the car. We get to Prim.
Okay.
And then like.
So it's 8 or 9.
It's 8 or 9 about that.
Okay. So you get a tiny breakfast burrito. IHOP's open. You get a burrito and a beer at 8 and 9 in the morning.
Yes.
And you're like, huh. I wonder why no one's at the casino at 8 o'clock in the morning on a fucking Tuesday. No, it was a Monday.
Yeah.
Monday morning. How come no one's at the casino?
But it was just, yeah, you know, like now that you fucking are like breaking it down like this, it's not as funny. But I don't know. It was
no,
just,
this is entertaining because... Because I think you're a part of the cult.
Yeah.
I think you're a part of the cult and you're hiding something.
Hey, shout out to the cult of IHOP Pete.
We're gonna
sell you some dead babies. No, but like anyways, it was just fucking weird there.
Yeah.
The vibe was off.
No, I believe that.
The vibe was off.
I don't believe you were in Prim, but I do believe
like,
that.
Like, yes, yes, it was definitely after the Super Bowl and this whole Taylor Swift bullshit and fucking whatever the fuck that guy is, the football player from the fucking Kansas City Chiefs. Fuck that guy. Fuck Taylor Swift. I don't give a shit. Hope they die.
I think it's Toby Bryant, right?
I don't fucking know. It doesn't matter. Everybody had fucking gone through town or whatever. Like, but I was like, it was just so weird being through there. Like, there was nobody there. Fucking nothing. But on the way back, there was nobody there.
Well, it should be. IHOP should be bumping in the morning.
Yeah, but
so even that's a little weird. And then it's like, okay, if they're not getting any fucking business, which I do believe, like the casino should have some people in.
But there's nothing there, so it's like, where the why the fuck are people staying there?
Why,
like,
is the IHOP? It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Anyways, doesn't fucking matter. We fucking leave. Sorry. We leave Prim, and there's like.
Sorry, I had to clarify. None of the thing about that makes any sense.
It's because you can't listen.
I did. Well, okay. To be fair, it doesn't make sense. I think. Yeah, we got hammered and drove to Prim. And
no,
they
it
got
was just
beers
everything
there.
Was fucking suspicious and weird, and like the employees were fucking weird. Mm. My uncle Tony was like, "Look, it's Hank and Con," because there was a fucking
yeah,
like
going to the people that worked there.
Yeah, like they were, they looked like pedophiles. They looked like people that were fucking accused and fucking had like to do 6 years in fucking like prison for touching a kid or something.
Nice.
Like they gave those vibes.
God.
And like
anyone,
yeah.
A lot of people.
Anyways, we got fucking sketched out. We were like, let's get the fuck out of here. So we left. And then
so wait,
on
who,
the,
wait, who served you though?
Some like non English speaking. I couldn't tell if he was Arab or Hispanic. I'm serious. I
so
couldn't tell.
An Arabian Mexican, yes, that doesn't speak English served your table at IHOP.
Yeah.
Did you have to explain like to him what an omelet was before you gave up and said burrito?
No, we were like fucking breakfast burrito. That seems like the best option to split.
Omelet's also a good choice.
Yeah, but it was so fucking, it wasn't even worth it.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth
that's
it.
That's fucking horrific.
And then I got charged up the ass for cigarettes on the way out too, but we're not going to talk about that. But no, we get outside of Prim and we're still losing our minds in the car. Mm. And fucking, there's like this weird grove of trees. And like, we were trying to figure it out the whole time. And like, on the way back, we saw like a date farm sign or whatever. And it's like, oh, they're probably date trees. And then like, I sat there and thought about it. And I was like, those aren't palm trees. Those are like oak trees. What the fuck is going on? And we were joking about like, oh, it's like, that's a part, that's what they do with all the dead bodies. From like the cannibal pedophile cult building back there.
Oh.
I take them out to the grove. Wow. And they cut their heads off and bury their heads.
They just
bury
them in the grove.
Yeah, they bury it under a tree.
This pancake is undercooked. You do that again, you're going to the groves.
No, it's like, you know, like a bunch of trafficked people, they just sell the human meat, but they cut off their heads and they bury it in the grove.
Oh, I see. It's the
it's a cult. It's a fucking cult.
Well, it's the
dude.
Victims. The
yeah.
victims are getting sent.
The victims are getting sent out the, there.
Which, I mean, depending on how you see, the people that work in an IHOP could be definitely seen as victims.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a couple of fights break out in an IHOP.
Yeah. You know, I asked out a furry at an IHOP.
Yeah,
I asked
do,
out a girl at IHOP.
I went to the same IHOP, though. And there was like two fucking like DoorDash drivers or something, and they like had come in, and I guess one took the other one's order, and they were like legit about fucking to fight in the middle of the IHOP lobby.
The two DoorDash people?
Yes.
They over were what?
Over
order?
Like some order or something. Like they were fucking like about to throw down. It was some like dumb like tattooed fucking retard guy, and then like some like meth head looking chick. But yeah, no, they fucking like were like fucking about to throw down in the middle of the IHOP.
Okay.
I was like, I'm never fucking going to an IHOP again.
Jesus. Yeah, no, the IHOP here is bad. But I like where we're like, okay, the IHOP employees, they're victims.
Yeah.
The DoorDash people delivering the victims' food, they're fighting over scraps in the lobby. I mean, what a picture.
It was insane.
It's kind of a beautiful portrait of this town. DoorDash drivers fighting over an order at IHOP. And you just... You know, and you're sitting there at your booth upset that they don't have the strawberry syrup anymore because they just handed you 6 packets of syrup.
Oh, yeah, when they were doing that, when they
so
would hand you like a container,
gay.
Like a little fucking Dixie cup full of syrup. And you're like, what the fuck is this? Where's my blueberry syrup?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a
fun.
Crazy fucking foot job from my girlfriend over here, like
that's,
under the table.
That's probably true.
Syrupy
probably
foot job under the table.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about my sister's life. Anyway, so, yeah. They got rid of that and they're like, here's like 15 packets. It was like, yeah. Oh, we're doing it. It was like after COVID like basically ended, they had packets for like fucking 2 years. They
yeah.
didn't bring the syrup containers back for like a long time.
I think they just had to get rid of all the Dixie cups. That's probably it. They were like,
wait,
we have to get
oh
rid
my
of
God,
all the fucking
that's what they gave it to you in? Like a Dixie like hot coffee cup.
No, like oh. a little plastic Dixie cup.
Oh.
Like a little
okay.
like, you know, 4 ounce Dixie cup or whatever.
I thought, I was like, dude, should we go riot at this IHOP?
Your fat ass is mad that they put just fucking raw syrup in a goddamn, like, coffee cup. like a 16-ounce fucking Dixie coffee cup.
I forgot, honestly, dude. Yeah, no, literally, I'm ready to, like, get the pitchforks out. I'm ready to get the oversized, like, pancake forks out and fuck these people up.
Needle
honestly,
pancakes.
I forgot that Dixie was a brand. When I hear Dixie cup, I think of a hot coffee cup.
No, no. I'm talking about, like, the 4-ounce, like... And then you give you like two of them, and it's like that's not enough syrup. I need like fucking 8 of these things.
No, yeah. Back in the day, they'd have 4 pitchers of all the flavors, and you pump it like the cheese at a gas station, right in your pancakes.
Well, no, they had the ones with the like thumb lever, but yeah, it is like that. It is very much like that. But they got rid of it, and they've ruined my entire experience at the fucking Denny's IHOP combo.
The combo.
The Denny's IHOP combo fucking poo-poo platter.
It really is a scene out of Idiocracy, huh?
Yeah, they've ruined this country.
I mean, imagine if they had those, like, the thumb push things that they had at IHOP but for cheese at a gas station.
It just sits on, like, a hot plate.
Yeah, it's like coffee.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Is it not? The pumps get gross.
Yeah, they already have, like, the big fucking bags of cheese that they throw in the fucking... It's the same concept. It's just, like, in a coffee pot. But like it probably would like get like a that fucking weird skin on the top of the cheese because it hasn't been mixed around.
Oh, but that's the best part. It's browned. Looks like brown. A scab.
I'm gonna brown.
Oh fuck! I had something lined up. I can't remember.
You can't remember.
The cheese is fucked up at those.
Anyways, I didn't sleep for fucking. I didn't sleep for fucking like 36 plus hours on that trip.
No, here's what I was going to say. 7-Eleven gets like a big tax break and you walk in the next day and then they're like, look, we got an espresso machine, except it's full of nacho cheese. And then you're just like, you're making an espresso, it's just, cheese over like the shitty like tortilla chips. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is so fancy. And you're like reloading the little thing.
Oh, the little pods.
Yeah, like what if it was like a $7,000 espresso machine just for their like, bargain-based nacho cheese. They get for like $3.99.
Yeah,
a pound.
It shits out 4 little fucking like gay ounces of nacho cheese on your like
with a little like.
It's never enough. Oh no, it's never enough. Never.
God, this is really the fat episode.
Yeah.
Last episode was the gamer episode. This is the fat fuck episode.
Okay, gamer, say a gamer word.
Yeah. I've made you mad. You're mad at me.
Yeah, I'm mad. I'm gonna say some gamer words.
That's. You're mad at me.
Let's see some gamer words.
Because I proved
hard R.
I proved to you in a court of law that you were inebriated driving, and then also
no, not in a court of law.
I know, I'm kidding.
Don't lie to me.
You weren't drunk. That's... You had like a beer.
Yeah, I had like.
You drank the beer. You licked the beer out of your uncle's mouth.
What the fuck? I don't know. Kissing my uncle on the lips.
Listen, you let me get the reins of the show for 30 seconds. It gets gay quick.
No, I had something I wanted to show you.
My sister, both my grandma, who I never really talked to too much, and my sister, both wished me a happy Valentine's Day. And they know I'm single. They know. 100%.
That's pretty
I'm like
sus.
Insulted.
That's
my,
pretty
my
sus.
Sister's like, oh my gosh, happy Valentine's Day. It's like, okay, you as a married person can't talk to your chronically single brother and say that. Because now you're an asshole.
Yeah. Shut up, bitch. I know I can't get no pussy.
It's not even
shut
that.
Up, bitch.
It's not that. Like, you could do that, but I mean, like, Valentine's Day. I've never celebrated Valentine's Day. Or, actually, let me clarify. I've never been with someone during February.
Yeah.
It's never lasted a full year.
Damn, I can't find that fucking thing that I wanted to show you. It's making me mad. It's making me so mad.
Is it Devin?
No, I did buy a cameo from him, from my friend.
It was very funny.
It was very, very funny.
Can we buy an hour cameo from him and just have him do it live?
I think so.
And then we can record.
But I can request a, like,
a meet.
A business promotion thing. Have him promote the business.
We're promoting the
business.
The lubricant that makes your dick numb.
Yeah.
And we want you on it.
It's called Icy Hot.
Oh, he has a business. Even.
Use some icy hot on your dick. Makes that shit numb, and you can fuck your bitch for 12 hours. Dude. Pussy might not work afterwards, but that's okay.
Oh my gosh!
As long as you know you're not gay.
There's a story I heard where he put that shit on his dick, and then his girl, like, he was like, oh, man, I can't come. I'm like, oh, we've been doing this for like an hour and a half. I can't come. She's like, okay, well, let me just start sucking it off. He didn't realize he put this lubricant on, and she starts sucking him off, and then she starts, like, slurring her words. She gets that numb tongue, the numb tongue, while sucking his dick, and she just can't speak. And then he's just like, oh, whoops.
Whoops.
I didn't do that on purpose.
Speaking of Icy Hot, I remember I had a friend recently tell me that he, like, fucking put, like, Icy Hot on his back or something, and then, like, he forgot to wash the Icy Hot off his hands, so he, like, went to wipe his ass, and his ass was, like, fucking, like, all fucked up from it.
What even is an Icy Hot? Can it be cold?
It's like lidocaine and fucking, I don't know. Like,
it's lidocaine. That's cocaine.
No.
Yes.
Lidocaine is like a numbing agent.
Oh, dude, lidocaine is like it's cocaine in liquid form that they've given IVs for cancer patients.
Lidocaine is a pain relief lidocaine roller.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's what's in Icy Hot. Like Aspirin cream? That's got lidocaine in it. That's why it like gets all numb. That's the numbing agent in it.
Oh.
You dumb fuck.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry. I heard from a doctor on Joe Rogan that lidocaine was
cocaine. Don't worry. I watched Joe Rogan, and he's right about everything because he's on the internet, and nothing that is on the internet is wrong or false or gay.
Don't worry. He was a doctor.
Don't worry. He's a doctor.
He's like, yeah, I put lidocaine.
And we can trust doctors because they're sponsored by Pfizer.
Today's sponsorship is brought to you by Pfizer.
Dude, I saw the most horrific Pfizer ad of all time. It was like, it was so upbeat, and they're like, it was clearly like a PR thing to boost them because most people hate them.
Yeah.
And it was just like going on, you know, whatever, 200 years of innovation. Now, time to kick cancer's butt. And then it just shows like an unedited footage of like a girl standing up from a seat that like just beat cancer and her the entire hospital clapping for her.
The fuck?
It was haunting.
Dude, no, like the Super Bowl had a ton of Pfizer ads.
Mm, gross.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, that. Jesus fucking Christ.
I fucking love Pfizer so much, I want them to suck my fucking little pecker.
Who's Pfizer's biggest fan?
According to my Tinder, Taylor Swift. I worked for them.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's here's a funny meme. What do you do for fun? It's just gambling.
I mean, as funny as that is, I mean, we're
that's not
working.
What I wanted to show you. Mm-hmm. Fucking, fuck.
I love this. I love how the podcast has just been reduced to you showing me. Anyway, I can carry. It is fine. I have been for the past 15
minutes.
Yeah,
it's okay. You know, I just don't want to do my job right now.
Yeah, well, don't worry. This was your idea to start now. Don't worry.
Don't worry. I need you to do my job for me.
Oh, no worries. I got another one for you. Yeah. I was driving down Mulberry, and there's a church there, right? They got two billboards, one before the church property and one afterwards. And I shit you not, it like the billboard just says alone? Question mark? Alone?
Alone?
And I saw that, and I like had to do a double take. I'm like, oh God. Oh, God, this Thanks is so for, fucking post-apocalyptic. Yeah. And then the next one is just like, you know, like, talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Now, to someone who might be a Christian, that might not sound weird, but driving while being sad and you just see a billboard that just says alone, you think the next one is just going to be a billboard of a pussy and be like, oh, go to this
porn. Alone, and then it's a strip club billboard.
Literally.
It's like the love store, the billboard. Or,
it's like the adult bookstore fucking billboard.
Yeah, it's
alone.
Like, come to the fuzzy clam. Alone.
Come to the fuzzy clam.
Yeah.
But then you just see like, oh.
Just the Family Guy
Jesus.
Strip club.
We're here. And then it's like, oh man, fucking.
It's like, yeah, it's very like jerking off to porn by yourself. That ad.
Yeah. I mean,
jerking
a lot
off
of that,
by
like,
yourself.
Kind of, religious lingo has been kind of monopolized by as kind of just biggest issues of our generation.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you just being fucking alone, depressed, no one to talk to.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, instead of having Jesus to talk to, it's like, oh, here's your AI girlfriend that you can download on your phone.
Yeah.
Which is something
Fuck
that you
it.
Need. You should download an AI girlfriend.
No.
Should we both download AI girlfriends and tell our stories?
We should try to get them to, like, you know, get the FBI involved.
No, don't worry. The FBI's already involved.
Yeah, they're listening.
Who do you think started this?
They're listening to this motherfucking show. And they want to have sex with your dad.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why the FBI wants to have sex
with why the FBI wants to have sex with your dad. That's between you, the FBI, and, and your father.
Me and my buddy, the FBI.
Why is my father texting me? He never talks to me. This is some bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know what? If anyone's listening to this, we're going to be doing a show.
Yeah, we're going to be sucking dick live. March 1st,
correct?
Is
it literally March 1st?
It is. Let me look at the calendar. Look at the calendar.
Is it literally March 1st?
It's the 2nd.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep.
Because I have a doctor's appointment on the 1st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Don't worry.
You got to get your ass kicked.
You know what? If you guys are disappointed with this episode, don't worry, because my mood has never been better. I actually have a lot less to worry about recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's so bad right now.
Can we talk about Pfizer again? And how Taylor Swift is in bed with the big fee? The big fi?
Big fi.
The big fi.
The fee fi fo zempropedic?
Yeah, I don't know. I just hate
the big
Taylor.
Pfizer fo zempropedic.
The big fee fi Pfizer. The big fi fo.
Yes.
Pfizer. I don't know. Anyways, I just hate Taylor Swift. I'm sick of hearing about her. I hope she fucking dies in a plane crash.
You know what? I might have to fight you on this. I kind of like
Taylor
Swift.
No, fuck you. You're wrong.
I'm not chronically online.
You're wrong and gay. Wrong and gay.
Great.
Now. Great.
Just because, well, she sucked off the dead guy, Toby Bryant. I mean, sorry, Kobe Bryant.
Yes, sure.
Well, that's who she's trying to fuck now.
The dead guy?
No, he's alive.
Kobe
Ari
Bryant?
Shaffir revived him to revive his career.
Kobe, yeah, Ari Shaffir used Jewish wizard magic to revive Kobe Bryant for one last Lakers game. He had to bring it home for the Space Jam.
He used the power of all the anti-Semitic jokes thrown at him after he looked like a goblin.
Ari Shaffir brings back Kobe stunning announcement.
Yeah. I will, you know, like
aliens are invading the Super Bowl, and only Kobe Bryant can save the world with this new Space Jam movie.
Yeah,
Space Jam 3, Night of the Living Kobe.
Well, okay, all right, that was good. You completely derailed what I was saying, but that was good.
Night of the Living Bryant.
9/11 of the Living Bryant.
9/11, he just throws a basketball into the Twin Towers. I saved the universe. I did Space Jam 3.
Michael, why the fuck are we going back in time? Listen, Kobe.
We got to save Kennedy.
Listen, Kobe. We're going back to 2001 before things got bad.
Yeah. We have to save Kennedy and then jump forward in the future by, like, what? Do the math on that. A couple years. And stop the Twin Towers from exploding.
A couple years. Don't worry.
Years
after Kennedy died, only 6 months later, 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to jump forward a couple years.
Alright.
And we have to stop the Taliban from blowing up our entire quadrant.
We gotta stop.
We
COVID
have to do Space Jam 3. We gotta bring out all the Looney Tunes. We gotta get fucking Bugs Bunny. He's gotta stop everybody on the first plane. Daffy Duck's gonna take on the second plane. I'll be stationed over here on the court over here where the Pentagon's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's them.
Yeah, geez, Doc. It seems like Iran's involved.
Yeah, it's Kobe Bryant on, like, it's Space Jam 3. This is the whole fucking plot of Space Jam 3. Kobe Bryant stopping 9/11, and they have to play basketball against the Taliban.
Holy shit. Holy shit. It's not the worst idea.
They have to go back in time.
Yeah.
And stop the Taliban from doing 9/11, but they ultimately fail because it's a canon event.
Where are we going? It's more like when we're going. 2001, bitches.
And then
Manhattan.
Like, yeah, and then fucking Bugs Bunny's there. And he's like, what up, Doc? And he's like, you can't call me that. I'm black.
Yeah.
Doc is a slur.
He's just like, what's up, Doc? Seems like Iran's going to be involved in this, huh?
Yeah, and like, Bugs Bunny's like, dude, it's not fucking, you know, 2024. This is the fucking 90s. Shut up. I'll say the N-word right now.
Yeah.
Shut up. I will say it. I will drop a bomb before the Taliban drop their bombs, okay? Shut the fuck up, Kobe. Hey,
Kobe, shut the fuck up.
You die, okay?
This is pre-Nanette. You die. You don't have any say in what I say.
In this timeline, you die, Kobe, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah. What if they do prevent 9/11 and the end of the movie, they just go back and everything's so much worse? Yeah. He's so funny. Like, 9/11 saved. Then, like, now the fourth one is, no, same movie, by the way. End credits, they go back and actually do 9/11 to save the world.
That's they the have end to credits. No, they like, they go back to the future and they realize they ruined the world.
By stopping
9/11. So they have to go back and they have to assist the Taliban on doing 9/11.
Yeah. End of the movie is like, well, shit, we fucked up. And then the credits, after the credits, just Kobe Bryant is studying how to fly a plane.
Yeah, and then he dies in a horrible helicopter accident.
Oh, my God. And it all comes full circle.
It all comes full circle. The timeline is complete.
Holy shit. That's
the end of fucking Space Jam and the Lakers and all that shit.
Yeah. I mean,
sports will never be good again because that is it. The full loop.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Wow. And then we find out that Ari Shaffir financed that helicopter that he died in.
He owned the helicopter and the pilot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I don't even think.
And Ari Shaffir was guilty of this whole 9/11 thing to begin with.
Well, that I believe. That I fucking believe.
Ari Shaffir.
How did the fuck did
know.
We get on?
I don't know.
What was it?
You're like it's falling asleep over there, and I'm like in and out of reality.
No, you're in and out of your phone unlock screen.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's fine.
Well, I'm trying to fucking text my dad. He's like asking me, like,
hey, tell him to suck a cock or get him on the show. No, your dad would suck as a guest on the show.
Yeah. We're not going to have him on the show. Mm. Never, and he'll never listen to it because I'm gay and I'm a failure. Anyways, Kobe Bryant does 9/11.
I don't want to be like, this isn't like the racist podcast. I don't want to be an asshole. But Ari Shaffir's like, last special he did, I mean, he purposely did this, but he literally looked like one of the fucking, like, the bankers at Gringotts Bank in Harry Potter.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wait, was that the Jew special? With all the candles?
No, it was literally called Jew.
With the 6 million candles lit behind him?
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's just looking like this?
He's got the 6 million fucking Holocaust candles lit behind him.
Yeah, I thought it was like a TikTok clip, and then like afterwards it was going to be Harry Potter looking up and be like, oh, can I see the vault? And he's like, oh, I don't know, can you?
It does look like that, doesn't it? He's like literally. In the fucking... Can we go to the treasury where all the gold is?
He's like, I don't even think you're...
Just don't touch anything. Well, and then they touch like
you
everything.
Celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, and then everything starts multiplying in that room.
Mm.
It's that fucking scene where they almost drown because of all the like trinkets multiplying.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that scene?
Wait, what?
Movie?
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter. I don't remember which one, but they like go down to the fucking goblin banker and they go into the fucking like room for like a specific item. But then one of them is like, you don't touch anything because like it's the greed room or whatever. It will kill you. And then, like, they touch, like, something on accident, and then everything starts multiplying. All the goblets and gold.
I don't remember this. Are you sure it wasn't a fever dream?
No, it's not a fever dream, you fucking piece of shit, even though I do tend to have a lot of those for some reason. I don't know why, but I do.
Mm. Sounds like a fever dream. Sounds insane. Are you literally looking at the clip?
No, why the fuck would I do that?
No, because you're fucking... You got a lot of protein in you, boy. I like how chocolate milk is now like positioning itself as like a health food because it's got protein in it.
Yeah.
Nobody knew that that milk had protein until Shamrock said it's a protein shake, and then you read it, it's just chocolate milk.
Yeah.
We have 14 grams of protein. It's just chocolate milk. It's milk with Hershey's in it. It's a health drink. Oh, fuck.
Damn, I can't find it. But, yeah, no, there's, like, the room where the fucking the pots and the pans, they...
I'm almost a little envious of your kitchen right now.
Why? Because it's a disaster?
Yeah, it looks more Polish than I am. I mean, you just have a... You have a You're using a Vlasic pickle jar as a potted plant. You have a plant growing out of Vlasic pickle jar.
It's not plastic. It's a glass jar.
That's what I said.
I heard plastic.
I said Vlasic, you fuck. Man. It's the brand.
Damn, I guess I'm deaf as shit. That's true. I'm fucking gay.
Vlasic. Although I do tend to slur my words.
You do tend to say a lot of slurs, too.
Someone said that I sound like a morbidly obese Greek man, and I will never let that down. And I will find you, and I will kill you.
Didn't look like a big fat fucking Greek boy.
So that happened. No, okay. It's like bad stand-up.
I think it's one of the last Harry Potter movies. Is it like
Breakout? You are looking it up.
I am.
You're such a skank.
I am. I'm trying to find it.
You're like, such a slut.
I want you to see what the fuck I'm talking about.
I want to know if Kobe Bryant was involved in 9/11.
He was. End of story. We already covered this. Sorry, I'm looking at the Jewish goblin bankers.
Yes.
It's kind of funny that the like horrible stereotype is literally what they are in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So fucking...
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy how racist that movie was. Yeah.
Same thing with Star Wars.
I mean, that's just overt. Yeah. Even in the newer one, they had some like alien character that... Looked like a stereotype of an Asian woman. I'm not kidding. Remember?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
She looked like the main character of like Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah. Okay, I give up. Something about your penis.
This is the Valentine's Day episode.
Oh yeah, happy Valentine's Day, you fucking losers! I hope you have fun jerking off by yourself in your room, crying because you can't. You know, satisfy. I don't know. Can't satisfy. I don't know.
Am I even present?
I'm one to talk. Okay.
No, don't worry. I have a point to this. It is Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day episode. To all the people out there that are looking for love, this is the spot to be, and we're glad we're here. You're glad. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here and you're not fucking, you know, out on a date with your girlfriend or whatever. You're sitting here listening to this horrible show.
Yeah.
Well, number one worst rated show in the world is what we're going for. So
Forbes rated.
Downvote everything.
Shut the fuck up.
Give it zero stars.
That's the last thing we need. The last thing we need is everyone who, the five people that listen to downvote.
No, give it the 10 stars. I need the money. I need to pay rent. Please. I swear to God. Please. I need your wallets and your bank accounts and your credit card numbers. Please. I swear to God.
Anyway.
Speaking of greed.
Anyway. If you're listening to the show on Valentine's Day, either you're hopelessly single or you're hopelessly unhappy with who you got.
Mm-hmm.
So listen very carefully. Mm-hmm.
You and your girl listening to this show. I hope you have a very...
Did you not hear me? I said, listen very carefully.
I did. And I'm trampling your shit.
What you do, if you want to find love, is you go to the nearest horrible store where you buy these. I can't say that. Anyway. We've said like 10 bars. Anyway. You buy Pit Vipers. That is the point. It's happy Valentine's.
The point is, if you don't have a girlfriend, buy the pitties and fucking jerk off. Right? Sorry, I'm like barely listening to what you're saying. You were making a point, weren't you? Sorry, you had something to say?
I can't. You fucking like...
I've soiled love once again.
No, literally, yeah. No, I hate you.
I've ruined yet another relationship. Oh.
It's very true.
Yeah.
My car's fixed and I'm going to immediately break it.
Hell yeah. And on the next episode, we're going to get a gun.
This is honestly, like, speaking candidly, this might be on the same level as like our first like three episodes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if we have a stinker here and there.
We can't post this.
What are you talking about? We can post it.
Are you shitting me?
We've had a couple. Listen, don't start arguing with me.
Okay.
You know, we've only been married for 16 years.
I'll beat you like we've been married for 30.
I'll beat you. I'll grab you by the dick and hit you with a brick, bitch. I'll slam your fucking head in the car door.
Yeah.
You stupid.
I don't think we can post this.
We can post this. We've had a couple good episodes lately. It's time for a Valentine's Day fucking shitter.
Well, maybe that's why. Maybe we're depressed because we have no one, like, you know, special to spend with. And not that you're not special, but you're not gonna.
I'm
like,
special.
Yeah. You're not gonna kiss me on the neck and treat me right.
Well, I'm not gonna have sex with you.
I like how you had to not say rape because you're like, oh, he might actually want to fuck me.
He might be into that consensual non-consent shit.
I will say this very casually. Every time I've had sex, it's felt like rape. Help me, Doc.
I think you're a victim, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, brother. Dog the Bounty Hunter. Hey, brother, I think you're a victim, brother. Remember when we were watching Dog the Bounty Hunter the other day? You're like, I've never seen Dog the Bounty Hunter. I was like, oh, you're in for a treat. Literally, Hulk Hogan on the beach, you know, hanging out with his family, but, like, beating the shit out of criminals and throwing them back into the fucking judicial system.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching
literally
that.
Literally, premises.
Literally, that whole time I was trying to remember what you were talking about. That show's great. It really is Florida incarnate.
Yeah.
You should be able to play or do a quest with him in the next GTA game.
I remember they did Mad TV, like, for kids, like Mad Magazine on Cartoon Network, and they had a bit. They had a bit called Frog the Bounty Hunter, and it was literally just like Frogger, like, but they're all the, you know, the cast of fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter as frogs, and they're trying to cross the street like the game Frogger, and they all get fucking ran over.
Dude, man, Mad TV was fucking on point.
Well, that was Mad Magazine. It was like Mad TV, but
I mean, even like the neutered one for kids sounds kind of funny.
It's pretty fucking funny.
Damn, I'm really getting sick of people saying they're like, "Oh my gosh, what do you mean art is dead? Yeah. It's so good. I fucking love Tuca and Birdie." That shithole of a
show.
Did
we talk about fucking me watching like the first 100 episodes of SpongeBob in the last episode?
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. First statement, no. Second statement, why? Why would you want to bring that up?
Because I was on shrooms, and I was like, damn, I didn't realize how great the writing is for this show.
Yeah, was.
It like, now it's dog shit, but
yeah, it's like embarrassing.
The first like 200 episodes are fucking great. They're gold.
Yeah.
They're fucking cool.
I mean, I threw one on the other day and it's like, oh, this is, I laughed like genuinely a couple times. I'm like, this is clever.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
The one where SpongeBob, you know, goes to the depths and like he can't understand anybody. They're always like, I can't understand you. I'm like, damn, he really just went to Mexico and like got lost.
No,
that's dude, literally that whole episode is like, you know, like if Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob, just went to Mexico and like he couldn't understand anybody. He just got lost and like came back after like trying to pick up his like prescription pills or whatever. And fucking like, comes back to the studio, the Nickelodeon studio. And he's like, yeah, guys, I got lost in Mexico. And then they were like, oh, let's just do a whole episode like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did. But in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
It was great.
I can't.
It was like horribly racist, that episode.
No.
Not really.
It was just
that is kind of funny to be like, what? This Indian man can't understand me. I do not understand printer.
there was the beach episode where SpongeBob is the fucking speaking of racism in SpongeBob. There was the beach episode where he's like a lifeguard. But he can't swim, so he's like, everybody get the fuck out of the water, there's sharks. And then there's like a family of sharks, and he's like, the dad's like, hey, that's my family. And then like he's like, there's sea monsters out there. And there's a sea monster, he's like, actually, that's quite rude. Us sea monsters have been quite academically, you know, praised for whatever.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I can't understand you.
Now, both of those sharks and sea monsters were a stand-in for people who like to bring boomboxes to the beaches. Which is no one because they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, they don't exist anymore. Now they're into Hellcats.
Wait, both the boomboxes and the people going to the beaches because they're private now.
Hmm. Yeah.
I like being like no one understanding what I'm saying, but I think it's genius. That's what's
every time I try to be funny.
Yeah,
no one can understand what I'm talking about.
No, you literally are. You literally are the ripped pants episode.
And I rip my pants.
That's you as a person. Is the ripped pants episode of SpongeBob.
It's one of the best episodes.
It's very good. It's very good. But it gets old. I'm kidding.
The one that gets old, like, if we're going to talk about like the musical episodes, is the campfire song episode.
Oh, fuck that shit.
CMP, if I fire anything, I'm going to suck my dick. I'm fucking yellow and I'm gay.
Yeah.
CRMP, if I fire, if I fire, I'm gay.
The rest of that episode's good, though, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, they escape prison or some shit, right? Why do they even have a campfire? No.
That's the Sea Bear episode of the campfire song, I think. Or I could be wrong.
Well, no, because Patrick eats all the chocolate, and then SpongeBob gets mad at him. It's like, you ate it all. He's like, no, I didn't. And it pans through his disgusting butt. And he's like,
the single frame.
Why would you? Yeah. Why would you accuse me of something like that, SpongeBob? And he's just like, clearly ate it. He's got chocolate on his nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not the campfire song episode. It's the Sea Bear episode that has the campfire song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where Squidward gets like fucking brutally raped by a, you know, giant bear fish.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, I remember that. I remember that. That was memorable.
Yeah. An episode that like kind of freaked me out as a kid was the episode where SpongeBob goes
Graveyard
like,
Shift.
No.
Oh.
It's the one where SpongeBob is like out jellyfishing or whatever, but it's windy and like his holes like produce music. And the jellyfish, like, won't let him leave. So he ends up running into a cave and having to live in the cave for the rest of his life. And then he ends up building, like, Stonehenge out of himself, like, statues of himself.
Oh, my God.
For the jellyfish. But, like, it's kind of suggesting that SpongeBob died in that fucking cave alone.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is a good episode to be horrified by.
Yeah. And then there's the future one.
That one freaked me out.
Future!
When Squidward's alone in that like fourth dimension shit, it was horrifying.
Yeah,
and that is my episode.
Alone.
That describes me as a human.
Alone.
You're ripped pants, and I'm
alone.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, I've entered a dimension where no one bothers me. I'm like, oh god, oh fuck.
Oh fuck, nobody fucking.
Now who's gonna almost kill us by crashing the car when I say the N word? I'm kidding.
Who's going to crash the car when I make fun of, you know, guys that wear Fox merchandise and Pit Vipers?
Yeah. Who would do it?
Who's going to tell me that Kobe Bryant is going to do 9/11 and like die in a horrible plane or helicopter crash and complete the fucking timeline?
Yeah.
Who's going to tell me that?
That was good.
Who's going to tell me that Kobe Bryant is going to have a full loop timeline?
Don't worry, everybody. Yeah. Both of us were at the top of our game 5 minutes before we started the podcast.
Anyways.
Oh. I mean, really, like...
F is you for are friends who do stuff together.
You're really the only person
me.
I can even talk to on the fucking planet.
Yeah. N is for...
That keeps me grounded, you know?
Yeah. N is for...
That was a cute little one. Is that... Boop?
I am gay.
I haven't really fucking used that in a while.
I'm gay.
No, it's good. You're like, oh, the last couple episodes have been good. You haven't touched the
sunboard. I know, I haven't touched the sunboard. The sunboard. I haven't touched a dang old sunboard.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, Javen. Somebody's here for you.
Oh, shit. What's
it's happening? Satan.
God damn it. Not again.
Spread your ass. I'm horny.
That's fucking gross.
It's time for me to get my Valentine.
That's a very strange way to say hello to
it's
your son.
It's time for me to get my Valentine's Day treat.
Dad. Yeah. Mom, Satan's trying to fuck me.
I'm ready to bust a nut. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
I need to come.
What if we just just cannibalize this episode and just cut it up into like four clips.
Sound bites. And I could do that.
Might be worth the sacrifice. But
just clip this.
This isn't. No. No. This can't be clipped.
Javen, I've got such a throbbing hard cock and I need to bust. It's Valentine's Day and Daddy needs to get his
There's
nut.
Something like that really makes me want to like flip the table over and start punching people. Is being surrounded by the voice mod.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is because it drives me nuts on Xbox when people do it.
Too. Oh yeah, it's fucking annoying.
It really. It's not
what about the megaphone?
It like makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
What about this one?
It's me, the terminally ill robot. I have stage 4 lung cancer.
Good.
That's crazy, dog.
Oh, we should have just ended the episode there.
Good. What do you mean by good?
Good. And then just.
I have cancer. You should be crying for me.
Yeah, this is, again, this is part two on what we've discussed before.
Part two on what, sucking mine.
You really want cancer?
Yeah.
Perk is too good.
Well,
I think you're burnt out and I'm ready to go jack off.
This is a sad and tragic Valentine's Day episode. And I think that sums up the holiday nicely. It really does.
Yeah, I'm a die alone. I've ruined every relationship I've ever had.
It's not bad for you to spend Valentine's Day alone.
Sorry.
It's not bad to spend it alone.
No, it's fine. Okay. You should be comfortable being single and fucking doing things on your own that you like. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm serious. There's nothing fucking wrong with that.
Shit, I thought that was going to turn into some horrific joke, but this is true to that.
Oh, I'm
true
fucking so sad that I don't have a girlfriend again. Shut the fuck up, dude. Go fucking, like, hang out and do stuff by yourself.
Learn to skate.
Yeah, learn how to skate. Break a fucking arm or something. I don't know, man. Yeah. Don't quit crying about not having a girlfriend.
Avoid doing anything with the podcast and play The Witcher.
Who gives a shit, dude? Who gives a shit, man? Fucking read the Communist Manifesto for all I care. Just hang out and enjoy your time by yourself, man, because you don't get a whole lot of that if you fucking, like, you know, get married and start a family.
Yeah.
You know, like, fuck it. Enjoy the time that you got now.
Yeah, because it will be monopolized.
Yeah, it'll be fucking taken away from you.
Either by you, your job, or a family that you create. Choose
so
one.
So enjoy the little things. Yeah. Quit crying about not or your being penis. Single. Who gives a shit? Everybody gets theirs.
Whether it's legal or not.
Jesus Christ. I was just going to say, like, I'm lying. I'm just lying to make people feel better. But, yeah, sure.
Okay, not the only
fucking rapist.
There's more illegal sex than just pedophilia.
Fucking rapist.
I don't know.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I'd rather be. I'm to be quite honest with you. I'd rather be a rapist than a pedophile. More people are
now like gay rape or like. Straight
well,
rape.
Here's my example. My, like, every, not my.
Like, prison rape, or?
No, listen. A lot of people like Jeffrey Dahmer. Not a lot of people like Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. You know, there's a spectrum on the Jeffrey name. You know, it's either.
My name is Jeff, and there's Jeff. Epstein.
Name Jeff? Which Jeff? Epstein or Dahmer? Because everybody loves Dahmer because he, like, was a cannibal, a gay cannibal.
Yeah.
But nobody likes Epstein because he was a gay.
And they gave Dahmer a show.
Epstein was a fucking pedophile and he didn't kill himself.
I think he did.
I don't.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
I think he killed himself, but Hillary Clinton had a megaphone cheering him on.
Yeah, she was standing on the fucking street corner like,
yeah, Epstein, go, hang yourself. Yes, queen. Epstein, hang yourself. Yes, girl, slay. You're so body positive. Yes, girl.
Epstein was body positive. He let Stephen Hawking find whatever. We already did that. But
yeah, what I want to know is did Stephen Hawking rape on the island?
Yeah.
Was he or was he not touching little black holes, if you know what I mean?
Wow. No, they didn't let black children on the island. Unfortunately. Too bad it wasn't diverse, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fucking racist.
And shut the fuck up with the brain rot. Just fuck shut up and watch The Sopranos.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, watch The Wire for the fifth time.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch 13 Reasons Why. Yeah. It's a comedy.
Yeah, watch. It's my favorite comedy. That's my bio on Tinder. Happy Valentine's Day. No wonder I can't get any bitches.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. I'm fucking. That was for you.
Oh,
it was a little nugget for you. I know you love that button.
I love that little button.
Here, I'll turn your headphones up.
Just give me a little. Ooh, shit. That's what's up.
Yeah.
God, that's my favorite. I just love the... It fills a room. You can hear it.
Tons of reverb. reverb.
Just like a fried fart.
Yeah.
Oh, KFC just released a new menu item. It's the fried fart.
God motherfucking damn!
KFC is releasing a new fucking item. Yeah.
Fried shit in a pan.
Oh, okay. My God.
We can't post this. It's illegal.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine.
It's illegal.
No one's going to listen to the last, like, 10 minutes of this episode.
We
can end it now. You want to end it? You want to go get some fucking? You want to go get some fucking little heart shaped candy?
This is why I'm postponing this. I'm gonna leave after this.
Oh, you don't want to go get a little heart shaped candy to make you feel better about your day?
What?
You don't want a bouquet of roses for yourself?
No, I'm gonna go buy some fucking pit vipers and get some pussy. All
right. Well,
that should be the title of the episode: Pit Viper Pussy.
I'm gonna get some. No, it's Kobe Bryant does 9/11.
Yeah, you know what? Every like great bit that we've done is like, oh, what if this movie and it's full of black people?
They're the greatest actors on the planet, dude.
Oh, no, they're great. They're talented. But it is our best bits.
We're woke.
It's black Lord of the Rings and it's black Space Jam.
Space Jam was already black, dude.
No shit, Sherlock. Now get the towers out. We're going to collapse them to save the world. All right. Well, I love you, Mom.
Yeah, I love Javen's mom, too. And on that note,
there's one more fart.
Fine. Just for you.
Just one more fart.
I'll turn your headphones up all the way.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's it. I'm fucking killing myself.